Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Afraid that time is incorrect. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello, and welcome to another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And, I'm not doing much, really, other than pouring some tea. And that shouldn't surprise anyone, because it's well known that Tobe likes tea. What kind of tea is Tobe drinking today? Oh, yeah. I need this desperately. Okay. That's good, Che Guanyin. Oh boy, we're on the good stuff today. Drinking the good tea. Whew. And now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get fired up. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's get out of the car. Ow. Yeah, okay. Well, not sure if this is turning out to be the great idea that I thought it might be. Where are we today? Well, I've come to Herrenhaven. And I was hoping that there would be nobody here because it's kind of a cold day. Well, considering yesterday was 85 degrees American and it's now 50 degrees American. That's cold. That's cool. It's 15 degrees Celsius. And we're on the edge of a storm. I think it rained a little bit this morning. It might have rained a little bit overnight, but there is a big storm coming through the southwest. I mean the Midwest. It's a little bit to the south of us, though. And so, why am I walking on this pea gravel path? This is painful. So there was a storm. It's nice and cool today. It's nice and cool today. So I thought we'd go to Herrenhaven. Nobody will be there, but, you know, there's like four or five other cars here. But the building's open. Maybe they're working. But the first thing we need to do is to sneak up here on the Bocage. Because I don't remember when it was. A couple of nights ago, I came out here to look for golf balls. And I was walking up on the Bocage here. And I saw a little marmot butt scurrying between the logs. And there are a couple of old marmot dens here in the Bocage. There's like three. One about where I'm standing and I don't see any. And then there's one under the big logs. And there's one sort of back there as he indicates with his hand. His radio audience cannot see it, but I'm going to try to check that hole, too. And that hole might be in use. Wait a second, is there a fuzzy nose sticking out of there right now? No, it's just a... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that hole is in use. There's probably a marmotty dudes in there. Or at least one. Ow, suddenly I'm getting a gut cramp too. All right, well, we're gonna stay here. Oh, no, no, no! There's people coming out of the forest. Looking down here into the bocage, though, and on all the logs, there's been some mushroom growth happening. I don't see any mushrooms right now, but there's evidence that Caprinus has been there. There's Caprinus goo all over it. Jeez, could this take them any longer? Come on, come on. So I'm waiting for a big group of people to come out, and they got the baby strollers and everything, and so we've had screaming children here. So I don't expect to find a whole hell of a lot of dudes out here today. But you never know. You never know. So as I walk by the dragonfly pond, I look down in there, and it's all covered in duckweed. It's like one big solar collector. Oh, and now the sun's coming out. This isn't good. Well, maybe we'll be okay, because it is still pretty cool. When it gets this humid and we get this kind of sun going, that's usually not a good thing for our little tubster. Oh, so we're just gonna walk into the forest here. Got a slight breeze blowing through the canopy of the trees. Wait a second, do we have another tree down? Yeah, we got another new... There's another tree down here. Fresh. Well, that's good. That just means logs. And logs mean mushrooms. All right, so if we can't find any animal dudes out here today, maybe we can find some interesting mushrooms. Now, in this particular area, there are logs that line the path. I'm checking these logs. And these logs are starting to get overgrown. Okay, here's something. Yeah. Oh, we got white jellies. White jellies. Yeah, we got it bursting out of this log in a couple places. See, you see these first. You see these little dudes. And then you come to the end and boom! Yeah, there's a big cluster of white jelly on the end of this log. Very cool. And what's over here? Oh, there's some little polypores starting on this little log. And there's something. Yep, same stuff on this log next to it. All right. So we've got some fungal growth going. Oh boy. Maybe I shouldn't have come here. Is this smart? Am I being smart? I recognize the possibility that I'm not being real bright. But I don't care. I wanted to come outside and look for cool stuff. Like, what is this over here? Why is there a hole dug right here? Oh, it's the old post hole. Good, they finally got rid of these ugly signs that... Or at least one of them. What do I want to do? Let's go over here and check the, see anything in the billabong? No, just duckweed. Let's go over here to the sub pond. Oh, I see what has happened. We've had some vandals. Somebody has pulled out the sign that is an arrow that points to the boardwalk, and they have thrown it into the sub pond here. Okay. Yeah, that happens. It is a god-awful ugly sign. Hopefully this will convince them to get rid of these stupid signs. What happens is you get some Boy Scout dad who tells his kid, oh, there's the good project for you. You can make some signs for that place, and that'll be your lasting contribution to nature and society. And so Boy Scout Dad, they get out their router, and they make a wooden sign that says, Boardwalk. And they make another one that says photo blind. And then, of course, these signs only last about 3 years before they rot away to nothing. So, yeah, that's what these are. Oh, okay. I'm still standing here looking into the sub pond, but there's nothing going on. So, we're gonna go out to the boardwalk and see what's happening. I cannot see the pond from where I'm at. Everything is grown up. We've got super tall grass. We've got high water levels back here. Interesting, interesting. The cattails are all grown up, and they are at least 2 meters high. At least. More like 2.5. And they're starting to seed out. And this is probably a mistake. So now I'm walking into the reedy area. I'm right on the edge of the water here. I spooked a red-winged blackbird. Out on the water, I see a single male mallard. He's swimming around. I am deep in the reeds. Whoa, frogs are freaking out on me. Oh, okay. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm looking back into the reeds. I'm looking for some kind of action. I'm looking for muskrats, and I'm looking for baby ducklings hiding back here, but I'm not seeing much of anything other than frogs. All right. Hi, there's a big frog. Hello, froggy. He's just looking at me. He's sitting around in the moss, whatever this plant that grows underwater is, and he's just watching me. I'm walking out to the end of the boardwalk. Well, we got 3 geese flying overhead. I'm being buzzed by geese. That's cool. Oh, I see some suspicious bubbles. And yeah, that's a turtle over there. Probably a snapper. I like snappers. Going to find some more. Probably should not have come out here today. Because now that I'm at the end of the boardwalk, I'm almost done. And I'm wondering how I'm gonna get back. All right, but I can't help but notice these giant frogs in all of this moss, or I like to call it sargasso. Oh, there might be something big under the end of the boardwalk there. I just saw a lot of bubbles. Maybe it's a big snapper. What's going on over there? Jeez, look at these frogs. There's some big ones. There's some action going on in the water over here. What is going on? Let me see if I can see what is happening. What is happening around here? Oh, I see little fishies. I see lovely little fishies. Yeah, they're swimming around and doing stuff. They're little bluegill fingers. These little fishies are about 12 centimeters long. Oh, that's almost 5 inches for my American listeners. What's going on over here? Oh, more little fishies. Ah, you know, it's starting to smell like a freshwater lake, too. Ooh, and who's that way over there? I see a dude. It's a big blue heron. He's walking along the reed line across the lake. And he's fishing. He's looking for yummy fishy dudes to chomp. He's going to eat them up. What am I going to eat today? What am I going to eat today? I don't even know. Okay, what's going on over here? More of this little fish business. There's a whole bunch of these little fishies, and I bet they're super delicious for snappers. These are the delicious, yummy types of fish. Just like these frogs are probably super delicious for all my snappers. Where are my snappers? Haven't seen any snaps in a couple weeks. I don't know if we're going to get any in here just because of the all the plant, whatever this stuff is. I don't know what it is. It's a plant in the water. And I'm beginning to think that I need to... Why is this funny to me? There is something seriously wrong with me. Okay, I need to start walking out of here. I need to expend effort in leaving. Oh, everything I have left needs to be focused on getting home. But there's that duck again, that nice mallard. He's just sitting over there on a log now. He's looking at me a little bit. Now he's preening, cleaning up his feathers. And I'm about to walk off the boardwalk, which means I'm in the reeds now. I'm looking around. I want to see some reed dudes. I'm not seeing any reed dudes. Reed dudes include, but are not limited to, muskrats. Muskrats like to hang out in reeds. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, I am not moving fast. I'm not even moving efficiently. But I'll tell you something. I am enjoying the coolness. You know, I've got long pants on. I've got a light jacket on. Oh, it's just right. It's been too hot. It's been a little too hot for me last few days. And the last week and a half, last 10 days. And so I'm glad that we've got a nice cool day. Oh. And I also thought of something else. I saw some tornado warnings. Oh, they were talking about tornadoes spinning off from some of these big storms that are coming. Well, that other people are getting. I don't know if we're going to get the storms or not. I hope so. I want sogginess. I want storms. I want mushrooms. Storms bring mushrooms. Storms also bring tornadoes. And regular committee members know that I'm a big tornado fan. And once again, I will make the yearly promise, the same promise I make every year. If there is a tornado, I will broadcast it on Dubious Goals Committee, because everybody loves Dubious Tornado Committee. We didn't have any last year. But yeah, tornado season, it is upon us. It is, hey, I just realized something. That damn trailer is gone. The Boy Scout trailer is gone from the Mulhouse property. Yay, thank God. Is it gone for good, or are they just doing stuff today? Who knows? I'm going to walk out onto the Mulhouse property to see if I can see any dudes like Matis. Because Matis will come out here to graze and eat Mati lunch. And deer will come out here to graze, and turkeys. And look at this. I wonder if deer were sleeping right here on the edge of the forest in the tall grass. Tall grass is a fun place for deer to sleep because it's nice and soft, and you can get a good night's sleep on all the tall grass, and other people can't see you. So that's always good. But I'm looking around, and I'm not seeing much in the way of dudes out here. Maybe a storm is coming. Maybe we're going to get something after all. Maybe all the dudes are hiding. All the animals know that we're going to get some weather. And so maybe they're seeking shelter. Okay. Yeah, I'm still moving. I'm still alive somehow. I don't know how. Oh. But I'm not finding any dudes. You know what else is weird is we haven't found any, we haven't seen any foxes this year. But you know, ever since COVID, you know, Harrenhaven has gotten so popular that so many people come here, it's just chasing all the animals away. But now I'm standing at the big pile of bark mulch that's on the Mulhall's property, and I'm looking for mushrooms. I was going to say, no, there aren't any, but now look over here, look over here. Yep, we got some Caprinus popping up in here. Some, this is interesting. It's some of those weird shaggy ones. Not shaggy manes, Caprinus, but those little ones that kind of look like miniature shaggy manes. Oh, and there's a good one over here, too. Ah, nice, nice, nice. Oh, there's a little bit over there. Cool, cool, cool. I do love giant piles of bark mulch. Just ground up trees. Oh, ground up trees is delicious mushroom food. All right, so now I'm going to walk back into the Harrenhaven area. Into the little spot behind the butterfly garden. There's this little loop path back here. I like to walk over these bridges and look for motts. Sometimes there's mushrooms back here. This is a nice dark area. There's a lot of canopy here. It gets little sunlight. So that helps with mushrooms. It also helps with me because I don't like sunlight. Oh, don't do that again. Oh, I took a step, and then I decided to rotate on my bad leg, and that calf muscle just went, wah! It said, no, you should not do that. And I said, yeah, okay, I am going to obey your every whim, because that was extremely painful, and I don't wish for it to happen again. Okay, so now I'm back over here by the sheds. And it looks like they have, looks like they have filled in the motte hole under this shed. They're going to put some plants in here. Still, that looks like an active hole. Oh. Ah. Okay, so, is that a golf ball? Why is there a golf ball here? God damn it. Right here by this shed, there's a golf ball halfway buried in the ground. I'm just going to leave it there. All right, now I'm back here at the dragonfly pond. Ooh, wait. Over here by this fence at the base of this tree, I see some fungus for me. It's Pleurotus ostreatus. Oh, yeah, look at this big old very nice clump. Very nice clump of Pleurotus ostreatus. Oh, it's not growing out of the base of a tree. It's growing out of a branch that has broken off, but the bottom of the broken off branch is touching the ground, so it kind of looks like a tree. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, there's a lot of, we've got about 3 or 4 layers of lobes here, and there's like a couple of, there's like 3 or 4 lobes, I gotta start moving home. Oh my god. Ooh, the wind's picking up a little bit. We got a nice cold breeze. So that's cool. Both literally and figuratively. Gotta walk on this pea gravel again. It really sucks. Oh, thank god. Whose stupid idea was this? I don't want to know. There's a few new people on the board that just have no clue as to what they're doing. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now we got, it's family day here. Oh. Okay. I don't know what to do. Let's plug in the magic music machine and listen to some music. My leg is bothering me a little bit, but that's okay. I only have one question. Did you get that thing I sent you? Yeah, it's that time of year once again, and all committee members have to get that thing. And I've been having a little bit of trouble sending that thing out to you because I don't know how to use the system here at SDF. I think the Super Dimension Fortress uses the 7-in-7 system. And so I'm sitting here in front of my computer trying to find the FAQ because I need to send that thing to you. If you didn't get that thing I sent you, then you might also have to configure it. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's a little help file. Oh, it's an audio help file. Let's see what this tells us about using that system to get that thing sent.
Hello. We're standing in front of the heart of the 7-in-7 communication system. Let us say you have a ding to send. Simply fill out this routing form by listing what you are sending, to whom, the date you are sending it, the date you want it received or gotten, and the weight of the ding you are sending. Then place the item into one of these canisters. Under your desk, you will find an array of nozzles. Referring to your laminated color-coded map, simply find the color of the area you want the thing sent to. Carefully, open the tube and insert the canister. Make sure you have closed the nozzle door first. Inside the tube, your communique will reach speeds of up to 14,768 miles per hour. A model of speed and efficiency that guarantees that you will never again have to ask if someone has received the item, or more commonly, that you have sent to them.
Okay, good to know. I think I have figured this out. So now we have no more excuses if you didn't get that thing I sent you. You got to understand, this is a pretty big deal to me. This is a significant thing in my life. We got to get this all straightened out so I never have to listen to anybody ever again ask me.
You.
Get that thing.
Get.
Yeah.
That thing.
What thing?
Did you get that thing that I sent you?
No, I didn't. But you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, whether I'm alive or not. Oh, my back is hurting now. That leg cramp is traveling up into my back. Oh, no. Did you get that thing I sent you? Yeah. Dubious Goals Committee, 1930 UTC. Tomorrow, I'm out. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.